We're discussing yesterday the question of one who is davening Shabbos morning at the main minyan and for whatever reason goes downstairs before he davens Shacharis and he hears the Hashkama minyan Kiddush. Can he partake of their Kiddush? Can he even be Yotze with their Kiddush? And we mentioned yesterday that, number one, before davening, one is not allowed to eat, first and foremost. So he'll have difficulty being Yotze Kiddush if he can't have the minimum required food to be Yotze Kiddush. Kiddush requires Makom Suda. He can't eat before Shacharis, so he can't have Kiddush Makom Suda. And even aside from that, we mentioned that because he hasn't yet davened Shacharis, once Chiv and Kiddush Shabbos morning, Mishnah Berurah tells us in Siman Resh Pei Vav, only begins after one has davened Shacharis. That's why before Shacharis, one can take a drink of water, one can have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, even Shabbos morning before Kiddush, because there's no Chiv Kiddush before Shacharis. It's only after he's davened Shacharis that now the Chiv Kiddush kicks in, and now he can't drink water, now he can't have anything to eat or drink before he makes Kiddush. So for that reason also we mentioned, if a guy goes downstairs, here's the Hashkama Minyan's morning Kiddush, he hasn't davened Shacharis yet, he's not yet Chayiv in Kiddush, so how can he be Yotze with a Kiddush that he hears when he's not yet Chayiv in making Kiddush? So let me just, today, sorry? He does not have a Chayiv of Kiddush at all before he says Shacharis. So how can he be Yotze? Sorry? I'm sorry? He can't eat because it's before davening. So he can't partake of the Kiddush. He can drink water, coffee or tea, but he can't eat because he hasn't yet davened. And if he hears Kiddush, he cannot be Yotze Kiddush. A, because he can't have Makom Suda, and B, he's not Chayiv in Kiddush yet. So how can he be Yotze if he's not yet Chayiv in Kiddush? The Mishnah Berurah in his Bir Halacha and Siman Reish Pei Tes asks the following question. What about somebody before davening who has a hetzer to eat because he's chola? So although the average individual cannot eat before davening, but someone who's a chola has a hetzer to eat before davening. So Bir Halacha says, would such an individual have a chiv of Kiddush or not? He's eating before Shacharis. There's no chiv yet for the average person to make Kiddush before Shacharis, but he has a hetzer to eat. So is that mechayev him in Kiddush? So Bir Halacha says in Resh Pei Tes, someone has a hetzer to eat and drink before davening, because it's for refuah purposes. Pashut detzarech lekadesh mitchila. Certainly, it's pashut, says Bir Halacha, that he has a chiv to make Kiddush, because since he, as an exception to the general klal, since he has a hetzer to eat for purposes of refuah, so therefore, Mishnah Berurah assumes, he has a chiv to make Kiddush, and he assumes it's davar pashut that he must make Kiddush first. Now, in this regard, Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Arachaim Chelek Beis Simen Chav Ches writes that in truth, he doesn't think it's so pashut. He says that if someone has a hetzer to eat before davening on Shabbos morning because he's a chola, he says, L'chora says Rav Moshe, I would have said that there is no chiyuv Kiddush except when it's a zman su'udah for the average person. The fact that this person has a hetzer to eat because he's a chola doesn't make it a zman su'udah for him. He hasn't davened Shacharis yet. Elamai has a separate hetzer to eat because he's a chola, so he can eat before Shacharis. But why does that make it a zman su'udah to be mechayiv him in Kiddush? So if Moshe assumes that misvara, it's more reasonable to argue that although he has a hetzer to eat before Shacharis because he's a chola, but since he hasn't davened Shacharis yet, it's not yet a zman su'udah, and therefore he has no chiyuv Kiddush and could eat without Kiddush. But Moshe Lamaisa, at the end of the day, says, nope, al kopanim Lamaisa kvar hora zaken. The zaken, the Bir Halacha already paskened, that if a person's a chola, he has a hetzer to eat Shabbos morning for Shacharis, he should make Kiddush first. Misvar Moshe thinks he shouldn't have a chiv Kiddush. It's not Zman Su'udah yet. He hasn't davened yet. But Lamaisa, Mishnah Berurah paskind, he has a chiv Kiddush. He should make Kiddush. That's what he should do. So says Rav Moshe. So this now brings us to a fascinating tshuva in Rav Moshe's Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet, Simen Kuf Aleph. And one of our chaverim yesterday mentioned to me, he once asked Rav Hershel Shechter Shlita the following shaila. Fascinating shaila, perhaps somewhat relevant and common even. Let's say, for example, someone davens Hashkama, comes back home, and his wife is just getting out of bed, hasn't davened yet, he wants to make Kiddush. Can his wife be Yotze Kiddush with him? For him, he's Chayv in Kiddush. He already davened Hashkama. His wife's just waking up, she hasn't davened yet. Can she be Yotze with his Kiddush after he davened, before she davened? Ms. Svara would have argued, well, she's not Chayv in Kiddush yet, she hasn't davened yet. So how could she be Yotze Kiddush with her husband who's coming home from shul and davened Hashkama? That's what I would have thought, Ms. Svara. Rav Shechter, when he was asked this question, quoted Rav Moshe Feinstein's psak, remarkable chiddush, that a woman who's waking up Shabbos morning has not yet davened, but her husband already davened and is coming home, he could make kiddush for her. He tell me, how could that be? She's not chayav kiddush yet. She hasn't davened yet. So it's a fascinating tshuva in Rav Moshe's here, Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet Simen Kuf Aleph. Rav Moshe was asked about a woman who is eating before davening, for whatever reason, eating before davening. And Rav Moshe has the following svara here. Rav Moshe says, someone who's eating before davening, so bi'alach we saw paskins, you have a hetzetit before davening, you have a chiv kiddush. Rav Moshe writes though, and here comes the chiddush, he says, even though bi'alacha paskin, that when a man is eating before davening, because he has hetzetit, because he's a chola, he must make kiddush. But if a woman is eating before davening, and her husband has not yet davened either, Rav Moshe says, she does not have a chiyuv kiddush. If her husband has no chiyuv kiddush, she has no chiyuv kiddush. Why? She's eating. She has hetzetit to eat. Why is she not chayav in kiddush? So Moshe says, she has a shibud to her husband to eat the seuda with him, since he cannot yet eat. Therefore, he has no chiyuv kiddush, and she also does not yet, therefore, have a chiyuv kiddush, because it's not yet zman achila for her either. So if he hasn't davened, and he has no chiyuv kiddush, then even if she has a hetter to eat, she has no chiyuv kiddush either, because she's meshuvah to her husband. What happens, says Reb Moshe, if her husband already davened, here's our shaila, if her husband already davened and she has not yet davened, so if Moshe says, well, once the chiyuv kiddush is chal on him, because he davened already, memela it's chal on her too, and she would need to make kiddush even though she has not yet davened. Remarkable, remarkable chiddush here. That Moshe is saying that if a woman hasn't yet davened Shabbos morning, so does she have a chiv kiddush if she wants to eat, if she's a hetzer to eat? So Moshe says it all depends on her husband. If her husband has not yet davened, he has no chiv kiddush yet, it's not zman suda for him yet, then she has no chiv kiddush. Even though she's eating, she's a chola, she's eating. But she's meshubed to her husband. He's got no chiv kiddush, he's not yet eating because he hasn't davened, she has no chiv kiddush. It's not zman suda for her either. Whereas, as a Moshe, if she wants to eat before davening, and he already has davened, that's our shaila, he went ashkama, he comes home, he's ready to make kiddush, she has not yet davened, so the same svar, she's meshubah to her husband, if he has a chiyuv kiddush, she also has a chiyuv kiddush, and therefore she can't eat until she hears kiddush, but as of Shechter Paskind, if he wants to make kiddush, he can be motzi her too, because since she's meshubah to him, so if he's mechuyev because he davened already, she also has the same Isser to eat without kiddush, and then she could be yotze with his kiddush.